ever wonder why, like, all those little plastic things we use every day cost so much to make? Like, your phone case or even that little clip on your bread bag.
Yeah, it's something we get asked a lot.
Yeah.
And the answer is it's a lot more complicated than you might think. Like
Mm.
we think, oh, it's just plastic. It can't be that hard to,
Rice.
squish it into a shape.
It's gotta be cheap to make, right? But today we're gonna deep dive into the world of injection molds
Yes, we are.
and try and figure out why those molds cost so much money to make.
Yeah, 'cause it's a lot.
Yeah.
And we're gonna look at this article. It's called "Why Are Injection Molds So Expensive to Produce?"
Yeah, this is a great article. I mean, I feel like we're really getting behind the scenes, like into a factory
Absolutely.
and seeing all the hidden steps
Yeah, this is gonna be great.
that go into making these things.
Yeah, and we'll be able to look at our plastic gadgets with a new appreciation
That's right.
for how complex it is to make these things.
Yes.
And then it all starts with the design.
Right.
The design of these molds is super critical.
Okay.
Like, have you ever had a phone case that just like didn't quite fit right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's like, ah, this is so annoying.
Yeah.
This is a design flaw. And if that design flaw makes it to the mold stage, it becomes a very, very expensive problem to fix.
Right. So you're talking about precision
Yes.
right from the get-go.
Absolutely. And not only precision, but you need special specialists to do this.
Oh, really?
You need engineers who understand not only design, but also how molten plastic behaves.
Oh, wow.
Like, these are the architects of the plastic world.
Wow, yeah.
And these specialists are expensive.
Right, so it's not like just any engineer can design these
No,
molds.
no.
Okay.
These are people who've spent a lot of time honing their craft and learning the ins and outs of this complex process.
Okay, so you need the right person
You need the right
or
people.
a job.
And then they don't just get it right on the first try. The article mentions multiple design iterations.
Okay.
It's a back and forth process
Interesting.
of design testing and refinement.
So they're constantly tweaking it.
Constantly tweaking it. Imagine you're sculpting something very intricate.
Right.
You wouldn't expect to get all the details right on the first go.
Right, of course.
So there's software
Yes, okay.
that helps catch some of these errors early on,
Okay.
but it's still a very complex process to get it just right.
So you really don't want to mess it up because you don't want to end up with, a
Exactly.
mold that makes a crappy product.
Yeah, like a wonky phone case, or even worse, a faulty car part.
Right. Because then it's not just annoying, it's dangerous.
Yeah,
So you
exactly.
really got to get it right.
You really got to get it right.
I was also kind of blown away by the materials
Oh, yeah.
that they use to make these molds.
You do.
I mean, it's not just like one type of metal. They
No.
were talking about like P20 steel and H13 steel
Yes.
and even beryllium copper.
Beryllium copper? It's
Oh.
like a recipe for a superhero suit.
Right.
Yeah, it's very high tech, and these materials are not cheap.
So you're saying that even the type of steel
Yes,
affects the cost.
absolutely.
Wow.
It all comes down to a balance of durability,
Okay.
performance, and budget.
Right.
You want a material that's tough enough to handle molten plastic being injected at super high pressure.
Yeah.
And that's where something like H13 steel,
Okay.
which is a real workhorse in the industry,
Exactly.
that's where you need that kind of material, but it's going to cost you.
Right.
And then there are some materials that are just harder to source.
Oh, okay.
Like beryllium copper, for example, is
Yeah.
known for its excellent thermal conductivity,
Interesting.
but it's also more expensive because it's harder to get your hands on.
So it's supply and demand.
Supply and demand, exactly.
Wow. So it's
Yeah.
like you were saying, it's picking the right tool
Right tool for the
for the
job.
job.
Sometimes you need that heavy-duty material.
Right.
Sometimes you can go with something a little cheaper.
Wow, this is making me look at my phone
I
case
know, right?
totally
It's
differently.
amazing.
And to think we haven't even talked about
We haven't even gotten to the good part.
making the mold yet.
I know the actual manufacturing,
Wow.
it's a multi-stage process.
Okay.
Each stage is super complex.
All right, well, walk me through it.
Okay, so we've talked about design.
Right.
We've talked about choosing the material.
Right.
What happens
Okay,
next?
what's next?
So picture a high-tech factory. Okay.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Sparks are flying machines are whirring,
All right.
and you've got these computer-controlled cutting tools
Okay.
that are shaping the mold's cavities with incredible accuracy.
Wow.
It's like a 3D printer, but on an industrial scale.
That's so cool. So
Yeah.
there's really no room for error.
No room for error because the slightest deviation in the mold's dimensions
Right.
could lead to problems down the line.
Right. You'd have to scrap the whole thing.
Potentially,
Yeah.
yeah.
And start over.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've
Yeah.
got these machines cutting everything,
Right.
but then don't they have to like assemble it all?
They do. It's like a giant 3D puzzle.
Oh, wow.
All these pieces have to fit together perfectly.
Yeah.
And if there's any misalignment during the assembly process, you could throw the whole thing off.
Yeah.
And then even when the mold is assembled, you're not
Oh,
done.
there's more.
There's more.
Okay.
There's testing and refinement.
Oh, so they actually test it out.
They do. It's like a dress rehearsal before the main performance.
Oh, wow.
They got to make sure the mold performs flawlessly.
So they actually make like test products
Yes.
and see if they work?
And they'll, you know, tweak the mold.
Okay.
They might polish surfaces,
Oh, wow.
adjust dimensions, or even rework entire sections
Wow.
to make sure that everything works perfectly.
So that adds to the cost.
That's to the cost.
Wow, we've already uncovered so much
I know, right?
about why these things are so expensive.
It's amazing.
But there's more.
There's more. Join us for part two, where we'll talk about strategies for reducing these costs.
Okay, without sacrificing quality.
Exactly. Stay
All
tuned.
right, so we've uncovered like a whole world
A whole.
of complexity hidden in these seemingly simple molds.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and all that explains why they're so expensive.
Yeah, the price tags make a lot more sense now.
Yeah. But now for like the good news,
The good news.
there are actually ways to make them more affordable.
We can save some money
Yeah, without
without
sacrificing
sacrificing quality.
quality. Okay, I'm all ears.
Okay, so the article mentions three main strategies:
Okay.
design optimization,
Okay.
smart material choices,
Okay.
and efficient production.
Okay, so let's start with design.
Right.
How can like tweaking the design save you money?
Well, think of it as streamlining the process.
Okay.
A simpler design often means a simpler, cheaper mold.
Okay.
So engineers are starting to think about how the mold will be made from the very beginning of the design process.
Okay.
Like they're using principles of design for manufacturing,
So it's like thinking ahead
thinking ahead.
to avoid problems later.
Exactly. So if you can design a mold that needs fewer parts, less machining,
Yeah.
simpler assembly,
Okay.
you cut down on production time and labor costs.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's working smarter, not harder.
Right. Okay. So we talked design. Let's talk materials.
Okay.
We already touched on how like different materials can affect the cost.
Right.
But are there any strategies for choosing the right ones?
Yeah. So one key strategy is to analyze which parts of the mold absolutely need those high-performance, expensive materials.
Okay.
So the article gives a good example
All right.
of using high-strength aluminum
Okay.
for certain sections instead of pricier steel.
Okay.
So it's all about finding that
So
balance.
you're not skimping on quality,
Right.
but you're also not, you know,
Even
overspending
exactly.
on materials that don't need to be top of the line.
Exactly.
Okay. And I guess there are other tricks too.
Oh, yeah. There are all sorts of clever things you can do.
Like what?
Well, like using specialized coatings to make less expensive materials more durable.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked design materials.
Right.
What about production?
Ah,
The
production.
actual making of the mold.
This is where things get really exciting. We're
Yeah.
talking automation.
Ooh, robots.
Robots working with incredible precision,
Oh, yeah.
reducing errors,
Right.
minimizing waste.
Okay, but robots aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
So is it really worth it?
Well, you have to think long term.
Okay.
Yes, there's a significant upfront cost,
Right.
but you're also saving money on labor.
Okay.
You're speeding up production.
Right.
You're minimizing waste.
Less waste.
Those savings add up over time.
So it's an investment.
It's an investment that pays off in the long run.
Right. Okay. So it's like each step
Yeah.
affects all the other step.
Exactly. It's all interconnected. And that's where communication comes in.
Right. The article talked about that too.
Yeah.
Communication and teamwork.
Especially when you have different teams or companies involved.
Right. Why is that so important?
I will imagine the designers in Germany, let's say,
Okay.
create this super complex mold,
Okay.
but they don't consider the capabilities of the manufacturing team in China.
Uh-oh.
That's a recipe for disaster,
Yeah.
delays, costly rework,
Yeah.
maybe even scrapping the whole project.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. So
Ah.
how do you avoid that?
Yeah, how do you avoid that?
Technology,
Okay.
cloud-based project management systems.
Okay.
It's like having a virtual meeting room
Okay.
where everyone, designers, manufacturers, project managers,
Yeah.
can see the latest designs, track progress, flag potential problems instantly.
So everyone's on the same page.
Everyone's on the same page, literally.
Okay.
And these platforms usually have version control.
Okay.
So everyone's working with the most up-to-date files.
Right. So nobody's like accidentally using an old design and messing everything up.
Exactly. Costly mistakes are avoided.
Okay. So we've got design optimization.
Yes.
Strategic materials.
Uh-huh.
Efficient production.
Yep.
And communication.
The four pillars.
Anything else?
Oh, I've got one more trick up my sleeve.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Trial mold testing.
Wait, testing.
Testing.
Doesn't that add to the cost?
It does up front.
Right.
But think of it as an insurance policy.
Okay.
Catching errors early
okay.
is almost always cheaper
okay.
than fixing them later.
That makes sense.
Imagine you invest in this huge multi-cavity mold.
Right.
Only to discover a flaw during production.
Oh.
And the final product is unusable.
Yeah.
Now you're looking at rework delays, maybe even starting from scratch.
Oh.
Ouch is right. So trial mold testing.
Okay.
It's a safety net.
Okay.
Make sure everything works as planned.
Before you commit.
Before you commit.
To the whole thing.
To full scale production.
Okay. So you're making like a test mold.
A trial version.
Okay.
Run some test injections. Make sure the material flows correctly. Check for any cooling or ejection issues.
Okay. And that can save you.
Big time.
From a lot of headaches.
Major headaches.
So it's worth it.
It can be, but it depends on the complexity.
Yep.
For a simple single cavity mold, you might skip it.
Okay.
But for those big multi-cavity molds,
right.
especially for high volume production,
okay.
testing is a game changer.
So you're basically weighing the risk.
Weighing the risk.
Against the cost.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And remember that simulation software we talked about?
Yeah.
That can also be used to virtually test the mold design.
Oh, so you can test it out digitally?
Yes, before you even create a physical trial mold.
So it's like a virtual test drive.
Exactly. And these simulation tools are getting more and more sophisticated.
Really?
We can analyze material flow, cooling rates, stress points.
Wow.
With incredible accuracy.
So it helps you avoid errors.
Avoid errors and optimize the design.
For efficiency.
For maximum efficiency and performance.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so we've covered a lot.
We have.
Design materials, production communication.
Yeah.
It's clear that there's so much more to injection molding.
So much more.
Than meets the eye.
It's a fascinating world.
But there's still more.
There's more. Join us for part three.
Okay.
Where we'll talk about the future of injection molding.
Okay.
It's an exciting time to be in this industry.
All right, so we've gone deep.
Really deep.
Into this world of injection molds.
Deeper than I thought we'd go.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we learned about why they cost so much.
Right. All those different factors.
And then we learned about all the ways to like...
Save money.
Save money, yeah.
Be more efficient.
But now I want to talk about like the future.
The future.
Like what's next for injection molding?
Well, there's one thing that's really shaking things up right now.
Okay. What is it?
3D printing.
Oh, wow.
It's a game changer.
3D printing for molds. I thought 3D printing was for, like, the products themselves.
It is, but the technology has advanced so much that we can now print molds.
Really?
Yeah, molds that are accurate and durable enough to handle certain types of injection molding jobs.
So instead of, like, carving it out of metal.
Right.
You're printing it layer by layer.
Exactly. It's pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
I see.
So does this mean, like, traditional molding is dead?
No. No, not at all.
Okay.
Traditional molding still has its place.
Okay.
Especially for those high volume production runs.
Right, where you need to make like thousands of the same thing.
Exactly. You need speed and consistency.
Right.
But 3D printing opens up so many possibilities.
Like what?
Well, especially for smaller businesses.
Okay.
Or for industries where customization is really important.
Okay.
Like if you need to make a small batch of something unique.
Right.
3D printing can be a great option.
So it's like having another tool.
Another tool in the toolbox.
Yeah. Gives you more flexibility. Okay. What else is new in the world of injection molding?
Well, simulation software is becoming more and more powerful.
Okay.
We're going to be able to predict and optimize mold performance with incredible precision.
So you can basically like see into the future.
It's like having a crystal ball for the molding process.
That's awesome.
And we're seeing these simulation tools being paired with AI.
Artificial intelligence.
Yes, and machine learning.
Wow.
So the software can actually learn from past data.
So it's getting smarter.
It's getting smarter with every mold it analyzes.
Wow. Okay. But I want to like zoom out for a second.
Okay.
Why should the average person care about this?
Well, think about all those everyday products we talked about.
All right, phone cases.
Phone cases, car parts.
Toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes, exactly.
Yeah.
The cost and efficiency of injection molding affects the price and availability of so many things we use every day.
So as these technologies improve and become more affordable,
Right.
we might see lower prices,
Potentially.
faster product development, maybe even more personalized products.
It's definitely possible, and I think as consumers become more aware of what's possible with injection molding,
Right.
we might see a push for more sustainable
Oh,
practices.
yeah, like using recycled materials.
Exactly. Or making the molding process itself more energy efficient.
So it's not just about the cost,
Right.
it's about the environment too.
Absolutely.
Wow, this has been such a fascinating deep dive.
It has been fun.
We've learned so
I
much.
know, right from why those molds are so expensive.
Yeah.
To what the future holds for this industry.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's amazing what we can do with a little bit of plastic and a lot of ingenuity.
Right.
It's a testament to human creativity and innovation.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
It was a pleasure.
But we hope you've enjoyed this journey
We had a blast.
into the world of injection molding.
We'll see you next time.
Until then, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.